BFBS.
Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
As we know, awareness days or months are very important, whether that would be giving something up like smoking or highlighting certain illnesses. And I met up with Glenys Watling to find out what's happening this month.
This is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, and it's making people aware of the symptoms they should be looking for and perhaps taking a look at their own lifestyle and ways of preventing bowel cancer.
And what are some of the symptoms that we can look for?
Well, it's looking at anything that is abnormal to yourself. So rectal bleeding is common, any pains in the stomach, a change in bowel habits, so when you're going to the toilet, how regularly you're going, loose stools, or whether you're constipated, and there's no explained sort of reason for it. And certainly if you're feeling exceptionally tired, this is a common symptom of anemia, especially if you're passing blood in the stools.
Is there a certain type of age group that this affects more, or can it affect anyone?
It tends to be, I would say, 30s to 40s onwards, but I haven't known it in sort of younger people, but it's rarer in younger people.
Now, are there any ways that we can reduce the risk of bowel cancer?
There are a number of ways we can actually reduce our risk factors that increase the risk of developing bowel cancer. And one of them is obviously stopping smoking if you smoke, reducing your alcohol limits to keeping with safe limits. That's 1 to 2 units for women a day, 2 to 3 for men. And also having a healthy, balanced diet, rich in high fibre, fruit and veg, cereals, brown bread instead of white bread, reducing your red meat content, perhaps just one portion a week. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at having a good hearty breakfast every morning, then maybe you should be reducing that and treating it as a bit of a treat once a week. Eating more fish, chicken, less processed foods.
If you think you may have some of the symptoms that we've talked about, what is the best thing to do?
Best thing to do is speak to either myself, practice nurse, or the doctor and discuss your symptoms further. There's an awful lot of symptoms out there that are indicative of many other illnesses or conditions that are easily treatable. It doesn't mean you have bowel cancer, so be reassured, but please come and speak to us.
If you are concerned and wish to learn more, then please contact your practice nurse and book an appointment. Jason Webster, Mount Pleasant in the Falklands.
Your stories.
BFBS.